Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Thread Lads podcast. I'm your host, as always, Justin Dorsey, and with me, as he is every week, is my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing quite well.
That is awesome to hear. It is always awesome to hear. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever else podcasts are found. It is so good to be back with y'all this week, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Actually, when most people are listening to it, it will be Valentine's Day edition. This is a Valentine's Day edition. Maybe we should have thought of more Valentine's Day stuff to talk about. But
yeah, people are getting already stressed out about that or bummed out.
I mean, Valentine's Day, it's just a mess of a holiday for all sorts of different reasons.
It's a mess.
Like, if you're single, first of all, it's just another day of shittiness, and then just really being reminded that you don't have a significant other in your life, especially if you're like one of those people that feel like they need to be with somebody and all their friends are getting married or whatever.
Yeah.
You feel like you're missing out. It's a very depressing holiday for those people, I would imagine.
Sorry, people.
It's not great.
Sorry, listeners.
And like getting a Valentine's Day card from your coworker doesn't really fill that void.
Or seeing your crush getting like Valentine's Day stuff from someone else.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh. Remember at our school we could send like flowers to like other schools.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I never did that.
I think I did that once, maybe.
I don't even remember. I don't think I ever did that.
Not that I can remember. But yeah, I mean, I do have this right. Like, Valentine's Day candy, I think, is the most overrated candy. It's not good.
Like the box of chocolates type situation?
The box of chocolates crap. First of all those box of chocolates, everybody wants like maybe like five of those.
Yeah, I was just
There's the caramel ones.
That's
maybe
the one.
One with like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Or like something like
the
that.
The ones that resemble actual good candy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can never know which
But then
one
there's
it
all
is.
This other crap in there.
The
nobody
raspberry
wants it.
One.
Like
the
nobody
one.
Really wants those.
Some Actually, the raspberry do. The raspberry one's not that bad.
But I mean there's more. And those things are just so pumped out.
It is
so
a minefield in that
It's a minefield unless they have like the little
The map.
The map on the other side of the box, which is so necessary.
Those boxes of candy were also made the previous year, most likely.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know.
What is a more shitty gift you can get for your Valentine's Day gift than some like box candy?
Thanks to this giant box of shitty candy.
Thanks for this candy that you got at the checkout line at Rite Aid.
Yeah, the checkout line. It's not going to taste good yet. I'm still going to eat all of it. So thanks for all the additional just terrible
calories that I don't feel good. I already stopped going to the gym for a couple weeks after
post Christmas.
My New Year's resolution. I already stopped going to the gym for like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, man.
Starting to eat shitty again. And
yeah, Valentine's Day is just like a troll now.
Yeah. Those little hearts with the messages on them suck.
The sweetums?
Maybe those were good in 1910.
They were,
maybe 1910.
They have the weird thing where it's like they'll break your teeth, but then they also turn to chalk in your mouth.
Yeah.
So it's like very strange.
And it tastes like crap.
But I can't stop eating them.
They don't taste good. No.
No, they don't.
You can't stop eating them.
It can't be good for you with that writing.
I can easily not eat a single one and just be happy.
No.
And if I ate one, I'd be like, oh, well, that was enough.
Those are like instant.
That was enough for me.
Those are like instant cavities, too, because they get into like every portion of your tooth.
Yeah, they just cake up in there.
Yeah, they cake up.
Stay.
Stick.
And linger and stuff.
That's a cavity.
But,
cavity causer.
Yeah, just. Yeah, not really feeling.
Anyway, shout out Valentine's Day.
But shout out Valentine's Day.
Shout out to any of y'all who have plans,
any couples that are listening, we hope y'all have a joyous and blessed day.
Actually, yeah, the worst part about Valentine's Day, too, real quick, let me frisbee this in here, is about how just like Rich and I tried to go out to dinner one time at our normal spot, and of course it was Valentine's Day, and it was not even like a popular spot, but it was packed. This was years ago.
Right.
Because everyone's last minute trying to.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Obviously. I remember working in the restaurant industry.
Oh, yeah. You probably got some good tips, though.
Nah. It wasn't any really different than any other night.
Really?
Some good tips, some not great tips.
The volume didn't make up for it?
The volume picks up.
Yeah.
So that's cool. If it's like a regular weekday night, that you might not get as much people. It's all couples though. And yeah. Stuff.
Oh, true. There's not like big parties.
So. It's not like the big party. It's a weird night. Big. That's it is what it is.
Two tops.
And you have all like two if you're tops. A bartender, it's alright because you have all the people that are single. They all a lot of people drink and go to the bar on Valentine's Day if they're single, which is cool.
Oh, all right.
Shout I know out. You haven't been single in a while. You don't really know what it's like.
Shout out single bar drinking. I thought you were going to say that the bartenders made out because dudes were trying to get girls shwasted.
Oh, I mean, maybe at that's, some bars. That's my bar.
That's the more sinister.
Guys are trying to do that every night. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately.
It's rough out there.
Moving on, I guess, because, you know. Wait, do you have any plans for Valentine's Day? Are you doing anything for your fiance? You guys are getting married in a couple of months and stuff, but you know, Valentine's Day is still an important couples.
No, we may not even see each other tomorrow.
Oh well.
We've got beautiful stuff going on.
What about Friday?
Yeah. This weekend. Sunday we're actually celebrating.
Nice. Yeah. Sunday fun day. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad. Did you get her anything? You probably shouldn't say because she's gonna say.
Yeah,
she's gonna be listening to this.
It's a surprise.
Well, at least you won't be expecting a proposal, so you're over that.
That's true.
That's cool. You don't have that pressure of like not proposing to the longtime girlfriend on Valentine's Day, where they might be expecting it.
Yeah,
I wonder how many people get engaged on Valentine's Day.
I purposely did it, but I didn't want to be that
holiday.
See, I think that's so. Well, no offense to anyone who proposed or got proposed on a Valentine's Day, but I think we don't even need to go there. It's all good.
No, no. We can go there. This is our podcast. We can talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
I just think it's like...
Why? Are you scared of offending people that really like Valentine's Day?
Who likes Valentine's Day? We've already
shit on
Valentine's
Day
for the
first
6 minutes
of this podcast.
What's your favorite like sub-holiday? Like secondary holiday?
Groundhog's Day. Although that's a tertiary.
Yeah, that's not a sub-holiday. That's way down
secondary holiday. That's like
that's way down there.
Secondary holiday.
But see, what does count? Because it could count as one. I think mine would be like Memorial Day because it's the beginning of the summer. Well, and also
big
the
drinkers love St. Patrick's Day.
Oh right, yeah, St. Patrick's Day. That's
St. Patrick's
one.
Day. I'm like,
I'm not. I used to be. That's like an earlier 20s.
If I was Irish, 20s. Maybe I'd be into.
Dorsey's
I
mean, an Irish name.
Your last name is O'Connor.
I know.
That can't get more Irish than that last name.
I'm not huge on St. Patrick's Day. I always have fun, like, when we would go to the crawls and stuff back in our early to mid-20s. Now I'm just like...
It's just a whole thing. It's like, whatever.
It's a whole... And then
green beer. It's just like...
Green beer. Expensive cover prices at bars. And then
everywhere
you go,
is packed.
It's like... Everywhere dudes fighting with their girlfriend, you know, the girlfriends are crying, and then there's dudes arguing, you know, there's people throwing up, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's always a time. I mean, I had a good St. Patrick's Day last year.
I did too, actually. Fun. I went to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, dumb. So did I.
Did you?
Wait, yeah. I was at like a tequila Mexican spot in the Canton, Baltimore area.
I was in Hamden. I forget the name of that place. And
Holy Frijoles?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's interesting. That's when I used to live there, and you were at there.
I know. I called you that night. I was like, where are you? You're like, I'm in Canton. I'm like, oh, it's too far.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that call.
I barely remember that call.
Dumb.
Dang, I can't believe that was a year.
But we all drove safely, and by drive safely, I mean Uber.
Yeah, I Ubered, for sure.
I Uber everywhere anyway.
Me too. It's the best invention in the world.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So Kevin really hates... Valentine's Day is suspicious of anybody that celebrates it. But keeping slightly on the topic of love, my first quarterback love of the Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco.
Best Baltimore Ravens quarterback ever.
Of all time. He was drafted when, in his first season, was when we were freshmen in college, and I remember following. And he won us a Super Bowl, and today he has been traded. Well, it won't be official until March, but he's traded to the Broncos. And I know we don't like to do a lot of sports topics, but this is kind of a Baltimore topic. If anybody is from we have a lot of Baltimore listeners that listen to the podcast. I know some people aren't, but
really been a part of us for this old time.
Joe Flacco is the best quarterback in our history, and now he's been traded, and that era is over now.
I'm really upset with the crap he's getting online too, because it's.
It's unwarranted.
I could see myself being a little frustrated if I was a Broncos fan, because it does seem like a slightly lateral move, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I don't think they truly understand that he's gonna be with Kubiak again. I think it's gonna be good for him.
I think it's gonna be good for him too. Kubiak, the offensive coordinator that was with the team when they won the Super Bowl. I wish him the best. His time was done here. It just like was over. It wasn't gonna get any better. But I hope that he moves on and is in a better situation and everything.
Shout out, Joe. I'm going to be watching
Thank you for that Super Bowl. And if he ever comes back to Baltimore, I will stand and applaud for that man, because he gave us a Super Bowl in like our 20s, in our early 20s, when like fandom was as high as it possibly could be in us.
I'll never forget those obviously the Mile High Miracle. And then when we all watched the Super Bowl together. I have a picture of that. We have that picture.
You have the picture framed.
Yeah, I love that picture.
One of our friends ruined it by having his girlfriend that he no longer goes out with in the picture.
That's
center forward.
I know. I won't take that photo down, though. That's what happens. You know, it's the risky
all
take.
All the rest of us are like friends and still linked in some way.
And there's this random.
And then there's this girl that our friend was going out with when he was 22.
Yeah, I gotta find someone who can maybe like Photoshop it really well, that can like either take her out.
Dude, she is so,
it's like dead center
in the middle. I'm gonna grab that picture. Everything that there's no Photoshop that would be good. Like, I don't think it's possible unless you're getting like the people that worked on Avatar to Photoshop.
It's pretty. She's like pretty in there. We could do like someone could probably put like a Ravens logo on there or something.
That would look so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Would it look any... Dude,
she's so up in there.
Yeah.
Their face is, like, right up against our buddies. Like, there's no way that you could cut that out and not make it look weird.
I know. So that's why I'm just going to blast this picture. No shame. I love this picture. Yeah, so
no, it's awesome.
Sorry about your luck, friend that ex-girlfriend is in there.
Ex-girlfriend who we'll never see again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the Joe Flacco era is over, and... It's
love you, Joe.
It's a new,
I'm gonna miss those M&T commercials.
So I think we can all agree that one of the best Disney animated movies of all time was Aladdin.
It's my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, and over the Super Bowl, wasn't it during the Super Bowl they debuted the new trailer for the new Aladdin movie?
Oh, was it over the Super Bowl?
It might not have been the same.
I just watched it like yesterday.
It might have been.
Okay.
Just another guy. I'm getting my day. Like,
it doesn't
days
matter.
Just match up nowadays. Actually, I'm thinking about it now. I don't think it was during the Super Bowl. But whatever. They debuted the trailer, and Will Smith as the genie.
Yeah.
Gotta say, don't know how I feel about it.
See, this is my thing.
The trailer looks awesome. Everything around it looked awesome. There's the old music that comes in.
Yeah, that part's
and
awesome.
It invokes all this nostalgia and everything.
The sand cave, the lion cave.
The lion's mouth cave and all the gold. And then they even showed the magic carpet and Abu with Aladdin. And then Will Smith comes and he's CGI'd really blue and a little weird. And then he's just doing his normal voice, which I guess I kind of was expecting him to do an accent of some sort, which probably would be problematic.
Yeah, I don't know about the accent.
But I wasn't expecting his regular ass voice.
Here's the thing. Well, Robin Williams did his regular voice.
Yeah, I know. And that is the voice that is tied. I don't know.
Here's my take on it. And it's not a hot take. My thing is, obviously, Aladdin is like my favorite Disney movie. No one can really live up to to Robin Williams. It's a lose-lose situation for Will, because he's going to get crap regardless. He could be the best performance in Earth, and people are still going to be like, it's not
in or around Earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole galaxy, you know, whatever. And he's still going to get crap. I think, who's the alternative? I think he's the best other person that could possibly
do it. Look, I'm still saving hope. Like, I haven't, like, some people were like, I'm out.
You have to go into it not comparing it to
also,
Robin Williams.
We don't know that the CGI is all finished.
I had a problem with Jafar.
I haven't seen the picture of Jafar.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm about to pull it up right now.
Was it just a picture? He wasn't in the trailer, right?
Hold on, I'll show you.
Okay. That's great for a podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, people. But look out.
No, but it was jarring when he popped up on screen. Will Smith as a genie, when he popped up on screen, it was a little jarring.
And see, I don't like this headline.
It made me feel a little uncomfortable. And I still am holding out hope because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Not just animated children's movie or Disney movie. Aladdin is great. It still holds up. Not a lot of those animated movies still hold up nowadays. And if you go watch Aladdin, it's still hilarious. It still hits all the beats. Pulls all the different strings that you want. How's your research going on?
I see now.
Over there. Kevin is just like researching, and now he's just going into rabbit holes of this new movie, which is not great for a podcast.
The first headline I see is Jafar is hot and people hate it. It's like,
Is hot?
That's what the headline says.
Is he hot?
I mean, he's a good looking dude for sure, and he's jacked, but it's like, my thing is like...
Was Jafar unattractive in...
No, Jafar was a good... But he was like creepy looking, you know? He was like sinister looking.
No, but this dude is... He's very attractive.
And I don't know. It's something... He's like too youthful, maybe, looking. And then he is someone like a little older or something. I guess Jafar wasn't old, though. I don't really know.
They don't really...
Specify
anything about his age.
All right, I take it back. He's an all right Jafar. I don't care. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Going to see it.
I'm going to see it like opening night.
Yeah. Do you want to go opening night?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to dress up?
No.
You can be the carpet and I'll be Aladdin.
That sounds terrible. Well,
okay, you can be a Boo and then I'll be Aladdin.
Yeah, I'll be a Boo.
Okay.
He's like the best character in there. That little hat.
He is pretty dope.
That hat is sweet.
He's awesome. Him or the tiger.
Oh, yeah. The tiger.
The smart Aleky protective tiger.
Oh, dude, did you ever play the Sega Aladdin game?
Did I play
A-A-B-B-A-A-B-B-A-A-B-B-A?
Yes.
That was the hardest game on this earth.
Yes, I played that game. I don't remember how hard it was.
It was so hard. I used to skip to the last level.
Really?
It was so hard.
I can't remember. I definitely couldn't beat it, but I could beat very little games at that age anyway.
That's because they used to make games because, like, I feel like games were so simple back then. You know, you couldn't have, like, expansive worlds. So they had to just, like, heighten the, like, difficulty.
Harder and harder.
Yeah,
so
you can't just, like, blast. Nowadays,
if you're, like, 6 years old, it's just hard. You can't just turn it to easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, our motor functions weren't even, like, fully developed yet. Right. So it's, like, we have to, like, jump between flying carpets or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm very much looking forward to this. Will Smith needs a comeback. Dude's been making some trash. He's the past like 14 years of Will Smith movies have been trash.
They've not been great.
Like not a single one. Not a single one.
I liked I Am Legend.
I Am Legend was fine.
I think that might be the last one I really liked.
Seven Bags or something.
Seven Bags.
Seven something.
I don't know.
That was some movie that apparently was all right that I never saw.
Hmm. I don't know.
We're rooting for you, Will Smith. We're fans here. I love the Fresh Prince. One of the first albums I ever bought. Willennium.
Really?
All right. And we're back. I saw something that you sent me like earlier today, and you were saying that there is another Mr. Rogers documentary coming out.
Oh no, it's out.
It's out.
The one that Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Okay.
Documentary.
Oh, the one that came out a little while ago.
Yeah, right? it just got released to the streaming services. That's why I caught it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it on HBO.
Oh, how was it?
Powerful.
Really?
It was I cried. I cried during it.
Oh, are you serious? I did. Like, I mean, I heard that it was just awesome and very, like, emotional and, like, very engaging. And I mean, everyone our age was raised in a sense by Mr. Rogers. Like, I don't know a kid our age that didn't watch Mr. Rogers. I mean, it was PBS. Like, every kid watched that.
And
it was like Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And, like,
and I think that's why it was so powerful, too, because I don't remember... like those specific episodes they like would show clips of in the documentary, but like
right.
I just remember the feel of the show and like feeling this, and it was so weird because I was a little worried that I was gonna go into the documentary and think that he was a creep, you know, because he was
he's very religious,
very religious. He was kind of like just an interesting type person, but I was happy to say I didn't feel like that at all.
No, he was just generally a nice person and wanted
yeah
the best for like children and just like generally cared about like
yeah it was really cool too like there was
people being good people like that's just like generally what mattered the most to him in his life. It's very weird and it's like it seems weird. I mean like look at it as being like weird is like there's got to be something up because
yeah it's we're sad always that we, yeah. you
like there's nothing that's ever that good that's
yeah it
seems
some
too
kind
good
of
to
thing.
Be true or something like that like there would be this type of person who literally all he cared about was teaching and
yep.
teaching like love and acceptance of like shit and like growing up and cared about the youth and that's just all he legitimately cared about.
Yeah, and it was really cool. They like showed when he spoke to Congress, which was like super powerful to get the funding for PBS, which was, it was like $20 million at the time. That was like a really emotional spot for me. And then there was the one part where they're like, and then you think about it, they tackle all these like subjects too.
Right.
Where it's like, they like opened up one part and it was like, Mr. Rod, or he was talking to the one woman, the Daniel, the puppet. And was like, you know, what does assassination mean? Because it was right after the like JFK assassination. So,
oh, wow.
I think part of it, too, is just like you don't even like realize how powerful that was as a kid.
As
like
a
how,
kid, yeah.
How awesome. Yeah, Mr. Rogers is awesome.
There was probably a lot of stuff that, yeah, we were introduced and taught that we don't even really remember. If we looked back at those episodes, though, we'd be like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah,
I didn't even realize that that's where we were learning. It's probably where we first introduced to a lot of different things, but he was that gateway that opened it up.
And
that
same,
made it
yeah.
like very accessible in a way that kids could actually like take it in and kind of like make sense. And that's like really, that's literally something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Like
it doesn't,
on any sort of like educational television or YouTube or like anything like that I can think of.
Yeah. It was cool too though because the documentary showed that he was like a regular dude too, like one of the whole crew was kind of like what you'd think of like a film crew would be type people, like
yeah.
having fun. And the one guy was talking about how like this was back in the day when everyone had the like film camera, so you take a picture you wouldn't even know it until months or weeks later when you got it developed.
Right.
So the one film crew dude like took a picture of his butt on Mr. Rogers' camera, and like he said, like, I didn't hear about it for like months. Like it went by, no one said anything, and then like they were doing like a Secret Santa or whatever, a Christmas exchange gift thing, and Mr. Rogers gave him like a giant blown up picture of the dude's ass. like sent. Oh, that was hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So anyway, I recommend funny. It. I recommend that documentary.
That's cool. I don't have HBO, but shout out mom and dad. Need that password.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Rogers.
Do
HBO.
Need that password. Because it's not on like Netflix or Hulu or anything, is it?
I'd imagine it's going to start spreading to all those.
Well, I hope so. I do want to watch it.
Yeah, it's good.
That's awesome.
Can't imagine it'd be more than like a $2 rental on iTunes also.
look, man, what do you think? I'm made out of money? Jesus Christ.
Sorry, like $2. $1.99.
I grew up.
I rented the Pokemon movie.
I'm
the
a
other
child
day.
Of growing up and getting all my music for free. I'm not about and like all my movies, all my content for free. I'm not about to start paying for shit just because I have a few extra.
That's actually
in
an interesting
pocket.
Subject you bring up because piracy is actually on the like piracy was dipping down because of the availability of this stuff.
Yeah.
But now the more segmented we're getting again, it's starting to go back up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know Reddit disabled my soccer streams page. So
what?
I can't stream soccer. I'll show you. Yeah. I can't stream like European soccer games.
Allegedly, we may or may not have a really great subreddit we go to. Are you kidding me? I didn't
yeah.
know.
Wait, you haven't seen this? All right.
I've
we can talk
there.
About this.
Yeah, that's a little bit off air.
But if we're going to talk about great childhood stars such as Mr. Rogers, did you watch Cheetah Girls when you were younger?
Yeah, of course I did. I saw all those Disney Channel original movies.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls. They're great. I had a crush on at least three of the four of them.
Yeah, I had a crush on a large amount of them.
But, you know, the one of the stars, Adrian Ballon Houghton. Yeah, I told you. It's disabled. Houghton? Houghton? I don't know what her name is. Apparently, a lot of people know her because she went out with Rob Kardashian.
And she was in...
She was in Cheetah Girls. What
no,
else was
she
in?
Was in that newer band.
Oh, 3LW.
3LW. Yeah.
It mentions that in this article, and I was like, who the hell is 3LW?
You know, they had that one song that was all over.
Sing it, please.
It was... I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. She, Was she, like, on a TV show? Oh, no, she was on some TV show or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Oh, no, oh, you're talking about their YouTube.
Yeah, like, yeah. Some, no, she was like, on some, show. Like, cooking show or whatever. And in the video, she made tuna salad, but then, like, dunks her tuna salad.
Let me put this in perspective for you. I heard about this story while I was making tuna.
Really?
Which was crazy to me. So I went and looked up this video of her making tuna. She's talking about how this was a great, when she was a kid, she'd be at home and she was hungry. First of all, did you watch the video?
No, I didn't watch the
video. She put way too much mayonnaise in her tuna to begin with. Like, I don't know what she was doing.
I don't like a lot of mayonnaise in my tuna. I like a fine amount. Just a little bit to get a little moisture.
I don't like it dry.
I don't like it.
But I don't want it. It was sopping wet. Like, it looked like.
That's gross.
I could maybe see you dipping your tuna sandwich in fruit punch if you had, like a can of tuna and they didn't put any mayonnaise in it. But it was so moist. I was like, you don't need any more moisture. And the bread was just so red from the fruit punch. Ew. It was disgusting.
Well, yeah, it says that she like starts out making the tuna salad with standard base, you know, the canned tuna, apparently way too much mayonnaise.
Way too much
salt mayonnaise. And pepper. And then she throws in a splash of fruit punch. And, like, nobody, like, says anything really, like, about it. It's got this rosy hue. And then after constructing the sandwich on white bread, she takes a bite and then goes for an extra blast of fruit flavor.
Oh, she blasted it.
By dipping the sandwich straight up into a glass of fruit punch. She dunked
it. First of all, you ruined your glass of fruit punch with the tuna sandwich.
Yeah, you can't drink that fruit punch.
Like, shards of tuna in there.
There's nothing more putrid sounding. Than tuna fish.
They have little pieces of tuna floating to the top of your fruit punch.
Get the hell out of here with that. I'm out on that.
I love tuna. Tuna and crackers. I love it.
That's not even like a sweet and salty thing. That's like.
No, that's just terrible.
Sweet and fishy and tangy. But it did get me thinking, like, do you have any like weird food like habits that like when you were a kid or like still to this day that what people might think is like gross or like anything or just is like odd or weird or anything?
I particularly grew up in a family who not only had all these weird food combinations but actively like encouraged these weird food combinations.
Wait, what do you mean? What does that mean? I don't know.
So I used to spend my summers with my grandparents and one of their, so I actually have a couple that I still do to this day. Uh-huh. My number one favorite.
Right.
My grandpa introduced this to me when I was a youngin'. Cheeseburgers with tomato soup poured on over them.
Really?
So good.
Cheeseburgers with tomato soup poured
on. You pour the tomato soup all over. My grandma used to make
I guess I could technically see how that's like.
It's good. Like a
you
hot...
eat it with a fork and knife?
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
I would imagine.
You can't put it like a burger.
But I mean, like you throw tomatoes on hot dogs.
Or, exactly.
Or
on ketchup.
Hamburgers. Yeah. And ketchup and stuff. So this is just like a hot soup like version.
Exactly.
That's cool. I can mess with that.
My grandma used to make fried potatoes and onions, so it was good on that too.
Ooh. That sounds actually pretty awesome. I could definitely go for that.
But then there's some weirder ones like
if you open up a restaurant you could do a deconstructed cheeseburger with
cheeseburger
with it's like just like a little like some steak, a little some crouton with poured over like a nice hot.
That's too much.
Tomato soup or whatever. I'm a little bit of a fruity. I like Top Chef. I've been watching a little too much Top Chef.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been watching way too much Top
Chef. No, but what
for
what
this
other
meal?
what other Top
Chef? Italian dressing on spaghetti.
Italian dressing on spaghetti. Wait, no, don't just move on.
That was another big one in the family. That.
Just straight up, like, all right, cooked spaghetti.
You get your spaghetti, your meat sauce, and instead, Parmesan cheese, and then you put a bunch of Italian dressing on top. That's actually a good one,
really?
Too.
So with the sauce.
Right on top. Right on top.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
That's actually one where
I might try that.
That's actually pretty good. That's another one. I got to give it up to my
grandpa. I mean, the other
grandpa.
Ones sounded good. These both.
These two are the ones
I
agree
with. Well,
the
first one sounded good. This one sounds intriguing.
This is intriguing, but it's good. I don't do it that much, really, because I don't really eat spaghetti that much, but this, I got to give it up to my grandpa.
I don't really
those
eat
are actually
ever.
Some weirder ones, though, are Italian dressing on cottage cheese.
All right, so you're a big Italian dressing fan.
No, I'm not, that's not one of mine. I can't
own
eat cottage,
cottage cheese. Like, I can't even eat cottage cheese, though.
I can't
it's, like, already grossing me up. Like, the texture type, like, look thing.
Yeah.
I'm already like, I'm out on cottage cheese. I don't think I've really ever had it.
I tried to force myself to eat cottage cheese because people kept telling about how nutritious it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for you with a little fruit.
Those curds just blast in your mouth. Yeah, and when those curds just explode in the mouth, I can't do it.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just how do they
explode?
It's like they pop.
Ew.
It's like they pop and nothing comes out. It's just like,
don't want that.
Fuzzy or something on the inside. Not fuzzy, but soft.
Granddad liked to throw Italian dressing on that?
No, my grandpa didn't do that one. That was my dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out.
Shout out, Pops. The weirdest one was my cousin told me about one time was he liked to dip Oreos in like queso. Tostitos queso.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even want to try that.
I thought you were going to say Oreos and peanut butter.
That's a weird combination. That's delicious.
I love that combo.
Some people think it's weird. Who thinks that's weird? Chocolate and peanut butter?
But it's not just chocolate.
And
Oreo.
Icing.
It's artificial chocolate flavoring.
I wish we had peanut butter and Oreos right now.
A lot of people are weird.
Probably throw a marshmallow on that too. It'd be good.
So like when I was younger, I had this weird phase where I loved eating sardines right out the can.
Oh.
And I don't...
I think that's good for you,
though. In mustard.
Ew!
Like, it was like the mustard kind, because you can buy it in oil or you can buy it in mustard.
Ew, you bought it in mustard?
I would just, like, eat it straight out the can.
What kind of mustard did it come in? Like, Dijon? Or, like, yellow mustard?
You can go to the store right now and where the sardines are, they'll be, like, canned, packaged sardines, and you can buy... And it'll be, like, mustard already up in there.
I know, like, tuna came in water or oil. I didn't know you could get... In mustard.
Yeah. You clearly haven't broadened your canned fish.
That's too much. That's gotta not be good for you, actually, now that I think about it. I thought maybe at first, but there's no way.
Well, that's good for you.
No.
Canned sardines.
It's probably so much sodium.
I don't know
sodium.
Why I was
like
into that. I don't know what made
pound
me
of sodium in there.
Want that, but I couldn't have been older than like 9. Or like 10.
I imagine it's not the worst thing to get like your 11, kid hooked on, though. Like, if you have a kid, it's better than like having them hooked on like Gushers. You know what I mean?
I mean, I loved Gushers as well.
Yeah, but that was like a pool snack
also
for us. Like if I was like, I need a snack, and my parents would probably like if my kid said they needed a snack, I would be more inclined to give them a can of maybe not
a can of sardines. Is that what you're about to say? You would be the worst parent.
I'd give
ever.
Him a gut the Gushers
unless your kid
eat this mustard sardines.
Your kid is just growing.
Was it the one where you like rolled back the tin?
That
on the
sounds
top?
Like at the beginning of every like terrible, like child's movie. Like James the Giant Peach. He used to like only get sardines.
Out only of the sardines
can.
And
mustard. Or freaking
get mustard.
Cinderella.
Yes.
Like this
Matilda.
Matilda only could eat like that. That's what you want to give your child. Wait, Billy, why would you want these Gushers on your kids here?
Yeah, it's the sardines.
Sardines,
can.
Fire. Oh. Amino acids. it's omega-3s. Also, another like weird food thing I had when I was younger. This was like a very short stint, but I like to put grape jelly on my hot dogs.
That is
sweet and salty.
With a bun or no bun?
With a bun.
Yeah, I could see that.
Sweet and salty.
I could maybe have like one of those.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Seems a bit rich.
I'm slamming like four of these things. It was definitely just like, yeah, throw on that.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was also younger, so I probably couldn't handle as much food. But, so, yeah. Oh, this isn't like a really weird food thing, but I am weird about it when I make my own peanut butter and jellies.
Okay.
I have to go to the edge. With like my, I'm like very like,
oh, you don't want any bread
weird
bites.
OCD about it, like getting to the very edge with all the peanut butter and jelly, like getting every corner.
Okay.
And everything. I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
That is very weird.
But I could understand it maybe because you don't want any bites of just bread.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of like when you're making a sandwich or something or whatever, you just get a full bite of only, it's like too much bread.
Nah.
What's your cheese to cracker ratio?
My cheese to cracker ratio. What type of cheese are we talking about?
Talking about like a
canned
soft cheese,
with
no, like a soft
word salt,
like a soft cheese, like a, like that cheese with the nuts on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, yeah. I like to get like half the cracker, maybe 3/4.
How
of the
high
cracker.
Do you go up on that?
Not super high.
So is that so? You get half cheese, half cracker, or is like 50%?
Maybe
cheese
like
to cracker.
Maybe like. 55% cheese.
You're already too much.
I don't know.
I like prefer more cracker than cheese in there.
Well, you're crazy.
Well,
why? Just eat the fucking cracker, then. Why do you even need cheese?
Because I like the cheese on it. Anyway.
Do you? Do you?
I do. But I don't want, like, I don't want to just, like,
I think I'm 50-50. I like,
I guess it does depend on the cheese, too. Because if I have a block cheese, a cube of cheese, yeah. I want more cheese than the cracker pie.
Well, if it's, like, the large cubes, like, the more rectangular, flat-like ones, then I get two crackers to sandwich.
A little sandwich, yeah. That's a good move.
But then if it's just, like, the little block, one little block, one cracker, I'm good.
I'll throw two blocks on that cracker, depending on the cracker. Depending on the cracker.
Depending on the cracker. But, like, if you thought these foods were weird that we had, I found the top 10 weird, strange food combinations that you didn't know existed, but are actually good, according to Spoon University.
Spoon University?
Well, I got this article off of Spoon University. Number 10! Avocado and chocolate.
Ew.
Which apparently, avocados are creamy superfood, quickly become America's favorite fruit, and apparently they just, the creaminess and the softness of the avocado pairs well with the creaminess and softness of, like, a chocolate pudding or a mousse or, like, a brownie or something. And that's a good mix.
That sounds awful to me. But you know what does sound good maybe with avocado? An avocado slice, but it was, like, dipped and frozen in chocolate like a banana. Like a chocolate-covered banana.
Oh, okay.
But chocolate-covered avocado. Because that's kind of the same texture depending on the ripeness.
I can see what you're going with, though. Yeah. Depending on the ripeness.
Depending on the ripeness.
Maybe a little soft.
Yeah, a little soft.
Apples with salt and pepper. Number 9.
Interesting.
Like, apparently, like, I know people put, like, salt on tomatoes and
stuff.
Yeah, that
brings
up the flubber. Apparently, even mango and salt is, like, a thing.
Okay.
But apparently, this apples and salt thing, like, especially, like, with green apples, like, with those tart apples.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
There's something that, like, with that salt, it is a little good. This one, 8, I actually think sounds pretty good. Waffles and cream cheese.
Oh, I hate cream cheese.
I could fucks with that. Like, when I was younger, I used to eat bagels with cream cheese and jelly.
I do not like cream cheese. The only thing I like,
you don't like cream cheese?
I only like cream cheese based thing, like buffalo chicken dip with cream cheese in it, or cheesecake, but I can't. You'll never see me just eating cream cheese.
Well, no one should just be
bagel. I can't do that. Oh. It's like the smell of it. It smells like too much, like, dairy or something. Like cream.
All types of cream cheese?
Any type of cream cheese.
Wow, that's crazy.
I prefer
butter.
But
you like cheese.
I prefer, like, a bagel butter.
Okay. I mean, I'm not
supposed
to be a bagel. A buttered bagel. Jesus Christ.
Butter bagel. Like, I don't know what it is about cream cheese.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know that. Yeah. I love cream cheese. Number 7, apple pie with melted cheese.
I've heard about that.
Slice of American cheese. I never heard of it until I was working at this restaurant. And one of our managers, she was from like Wisconsin.
It's American style, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. And we had apple pie at the restaurant. She's like, I love, and she would always eat this apple pie with, like, American cheese slice, like, melted on top of it. She was just like, that's how she liked to eat it. And I, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, what the hell are you doing? That's crazy, blah blah blah. That she was like, this is how, like, everybody in Wisconsin, like, eats it.
Oh,
it's
Wisconsin.
Just like how they eat
cheese
it. Like, yeah, they love their curds, and apparently they love their melted, like, American cheese on apple pie, which is crazy. I never actually tried it.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you the last time
I've
had American cheese.
I'm not opposed to it, but I don't eat a lot of American cheese.
I don't.
When I was younger, I used to eat cheese sandwiches. White bread with some American cheese and a little mayo. That was it.
Man, that's tough.
And despite how it sounds, was not that poor. Number 6, fries and honey.
Oh, okay, I can get.
Apparently is a good combination.
Yeah, I get
and
into,
like,
that.
I like kind of forget about this, but when I was younger and I would always get my McDonald's
the honey
nuggets, I would always dunk them in honey.
Me too. I would always. Do they even still have the honey?
Yeah, sure.
Do they?
Honey, I guess.
That's because back then when we were kids, you really only had ketchup as the option.
Yeah.
I don't think they had as much sauce comp.
They.
I don't think they
didn't
did.
Didn't have as many.
Yeah, well, yeah. They had like
barbecue
sauce.
Sour.
Yeah. I don't think they had like honey mustard and all that stuff.
I don't know if that.
That was like later.
Damn sure they didn't have like buffalo and chips.
Yeah, they didn't have all
that. Number 5, pizza with melted chocolate chips or Nutella on it, which I can attest I've had.
Pizza with like cheese and stuff, and then you put Nutella?
Cheese, but no sauce. And it's actually a good combo.
I don't know.
Without the tomato sauce, it's good.
Okay, I have to try.
Like, that is, it's actually, I attest to this. Apparently, number four on this one, vanilla ice cream and soy sauce. I don't know. I'm out on that.
I can't even eat soy sauce anymore.
Apparently, the sweetness of the ice cream and the salty soy sauce blend so well together. It kind of makes the dish taste even better than it was before, apparently. No. Kind of like eating salty pretzels on ice cream.
It's not the same thing. I can already tell you that's not the same
thing. That's how this is. Number three, Frosted Flakes and cheese.
What kind of cheese?
It doesn't really specify, but the Frosted Flakes almost act like a bunch of crunched up nacho chips.
No.
And tricking you into thinking
maybe cornflakes.
It's like kind of like a nacho.
That's not tricking me into anything except
it's like a sweet.
Sick.
There's a lot of sweet, salty, crunchy, like kind of combo.
To me, it's sweet and salt, but that's not sweet and salt. That's sweet and cheesy, which I'm not into.
Sweet and cheesy is a little much. Number two, Cheetos and milk.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Turns out that apparently that is a good food.
Yet another thing, what are you going to drink that milk after all the Cheeto dust in there? You got your Cheeto finger dust everywhere? You're going to drink orange milk?
People say it kind of tastes like Captain Crunch.
Which Captain Crunch?
Like just regular, Captain Crunch. When you eat the Cheetos and milk.
Again, just like get Captain Crunch if that's what you want, if that's what you're aiming for.
And the number one strange food combinations that we have on this list is Oreos dipped in orange juice, which I think I've heard somewhere before. I really think... Oh, yeah, it was in Parent Trap.
That's too acidic.
The Parent Trap. Remember the one girl...
With the Lindsay Lohan?
One introduces the other... to Oreos.
It's been a long time since I saw that movie. Shout out Disney.
We're not getting paid nearly enough.
Shout out Lindsay Lohan and that accent.
Everybody, please @ThreatLads Twitter.
Tell us your
favorite weird food stuff, and you might get onto the podcast.
We'll blast you out.
You shouldn't tell people that.
We'll blast it. Snick was the bomb, bro.
Snick was great. It was good times. It was a better time for TV, for children in general. Like, I feel like just the way kids watch TV nowadays just doesn't exist. Like, there's no coming home from school, like, turning on, like, the same, like, Fox channel or whatever, Power Rangers, or whatever those after-school shows that we all, like, watch the same ones, like, together and everything. And I don't even feel like they show kids shows on, like, PBS anymore. But I feel like we all watch, like, you know, your Arthur's, your Barney's, Sesame Street, all those, like, early development TV shows and stuff.
Arthur was great.
We missed that. But, you know, we live on a big planet here.
I met Arthur.
You know, he's an aardvark.
At the Barnes & Noble in Owings Mills.
Really?
I got my book signed
by
him.
How big was he?
He was pretty big.
Really?
It was bigger than what I thought an aardvark would be.
An aardvark who was in ninth grade.
Yeah. Oh, was he in ninth grade in that show?
In ninth grade, I mean 9 years old. He was in third grade.
I was going to say, I thought he was younger.
The numbers back.
That would have been a different show. Arthur in ninth grade.
It would have been totally different show.
Arthur deals with drug use or I don't know.
Yeah, probably
peer pressure.
Have been on at 7 in the morning on PBS.
Yeah.
In the animated form. That would have been very revolutionary of them. But he was an aardvark, and you know, we live in this big world, this big world with all sorts of organisms. We focus on so many human stories, but you know what? There are so many animals with stories that are happening about them and organisms and stuff like that. So guess what? We have a segment that we're going to call the National Geo Thread Lads Edition.
Now
end with the national. My bad. I didn't mean to.
I wasn't going to say anything of importance.
Okay, that's fantastic. With the National Geo Threat Labs Edition, we give you some hard-hitting science and animal topics, mainly animal topics.
I'm well-versed in animal topics.
Yeah. Are you?
Kind of.
That's interesting.
I can fake my way through.
You learn something new every day, I tell you. I never knew that about my co-host until just now. But the first story we have is in this Russian town, apparently... It was invaded by polar bears.
Oh.
52 polar bears, approximately, descended on the residents of this small Russian town. A postal worker in the military town of Belushia Guba told the Telegraph.
A military town?
Yeah. Because it's, like, so, like...
Remote.
That's where all these freaking polar bears are.
I guess that's probably the best place to get invaded by polar bears.
Yeah.
They're equipped to handle
them. The locals have taken precautions against... attack while trying to continue with their daily lives, but then she was going out driving to go to the store, and she saw a group of just 7 polar bears on the street.
Oh my god.
Like giant full grown
polar bears are huge.
Which are vicious bears.
Yeah. All bears are vicious.
Well yeah. But polar bears even especially. They don't have a lot of human contact, so
even
they have
no
fear. Or koala bears are not bears.
But they are vicious.
Actually. But there's only like 2,000 residents that live in this town, but they've tried to become more vigilant. They don't go outside alone.
Koala bears? Are they marsupials?
Even for very short distances, cars have to be organized to bring employees to work and school. Soldiers are under orders to move only around in vehicles. There's everything.
That's what's crazy too, because it doesn't matter if you have a weapon with a polar bear. If you could unload into that thing, it's still gonna come at you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you'd have to have a high-powered weapon.
Seriously. But they're not just trying to like kill all these like polar bears.
Well,
like,
that 52 too.
52 of them.
I'm just saying,
like endangered species.
Well, I'm just saying, like if you're in your car and 7 polar bear are just like, you know. Running, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the, you know, at you. Like, they just bust through your window and pull you out, rip you apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you have, like a pistol, a 9mm on you. That's not gonna do anything.
Seriously. Apparently, they're not super vicious. Like, night and day, they walk the streets in, like, gangs of 3 to 6.
Gangs.
And they're, like, testing how solid doors and windows are.
That is terrifying.
But a resident says they're not aggressive. They're more just, like, impudent and fearless.
That sounds super aggressive. They're testing doors and windows?
Yeah. So, that's what's going on in Russia right now.
Another reason.
And polar bears. I mean, clearly, they're going to... some town where there's food and resources because, you know, global warming, which may not.
What is it called now?
What? Global warming? Does that have a different term?
Climate change.
Climate change. Whatever. People know what I'm talking about. But also, in one of the creepier and just more unsettling stories, and this has to do with, you know, a little animal, little people news. Everybody knows that bed bugs are just the worst. Bed bugs are so terrible.
Sign of
and
filth.
Everything. Well, this Monday, the Rogers County Courthouse in Oklahoma was evacuated after an attorney arrived with an abundance of bed bugs crawling on it. The unidentified lawyer was covered in so many of these parasites that they fell from his clothing.
Ew.
As he walked around the third floor court.
He was an attorney?
Yeah,
he was
a lawyer.
Was he did he have a case that day? Was he a prosecutor or defender? Defendant. Dude, that was probably set up. He probably did that on purpose to get his case delayed or whatever.
Just come in infested with bed bugs.
How do you not realize you have that much bed bugs on you?
Why
would you even go to work?
I feel like there are other ways to do that. Other ways to get out of having to appear in court. You can just request for like.
but this is an extreme measure.
I don't think so. I think people would have like.
You don't think he noticed that he had falling off?
A courthouse user noticed them and said she could visibly see something crawling on his neck.
Ew!
She
his
<it's>
neck. Across the clothing barrier.
Excuse me. It like horrifyingly enough, though, the one person who was working at the courthouse said it's unlikely that the lawyer was unaware of the bed bugs.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Because they were like There's some like rashes on him and everything. They evacuated for like they had to evacuate the whole courthouse. Everything was shut down for the day in the entire place to kill like all the parasites. The one person said she doesn't even think that he cared because it didn't seem like he really meant.
That's what I'm talking about. He did it on purpose, I think. He was trying to get out of something.
He might have done it on purpose. I don't know if he did.
I don't know either, I guess. But that seems... I just don't understand. Like, how do you not realize you have that much bed bugs on?
Even if you do realize...
Dude, that's in his
first
car?
First of all, that's like... you're just like, I'm just going to infest myself with bed bugs. I don't even know how you do that. How do you just do that?
Yeah, I don't know where you go to get bed bugs like that.
To just get them to go all over you. You would have to, like, infest something, then put, like, your suit in the infested area, and then put it on.
You just dunked him in bed bugs. Yeah. He passed out in, like, the heroin den that night, or the crack den or something. Like, I don't know.
Are crack dens known for bed bugs?
If I was looking for bed bugs, I would probably go there.
Yeah. It's probably a good call. I'm a big NBA fan, and recently, like, a bunch of bats have been appearing in different arenas and everything, like, just because, I guess, they're just big cavernous arenas, eventually, like, some bats have been and, like, it's happened several times in San Antonio, where even they have the mascot has this Batman suit that he'll throw on, and the other night he just caught a bat on the playing court with, like, a net. Whoa. And everything, it's been crazy, but apparently there was just, and like everybody was posting all these cool like videos, and like it's funny, it's like haha, like all this, like it's crazy, that's like wow in the court. But apparently this one that just got loose between the Indiana Pacers and the Los Angeles Clippers, the Indiana State Department of Health has issued a statement saying that anyone who had direct contact with a bat should be checked for rabies.
Yes.
They believe that the bat had rabies.
Oh my
like,
god.
Actually, legitimately, they think this bat had rabies. The bat is on the loose. Still has not been caught.
Rabies is serious. You will die. There's no cure. If you don't get your vaccines right away, you're basically going to die.
Well, right. It'll be the start of some sort of 28-day rabies situation.
Yeah, you become like afraid of water. You know what? Bats are horrible. There was these two photographers that were taking pictures.
Unnecessary.
There were two...
Every part of the ecosystem...
There were two photographers that were taking these beautiful pictures of bats in Africa, and they were in a bat cave, and they're taking pictures of all these like millions of bats flying out of the bat cave, and they were just getting covered in bat shit, and they both died of some kind of hemorrhagic virus, so they're just bleeding out of their eyes.
Oh yeah, and how is that the bat's fault?
Bats are gross.
These two people like just go into these bats' habitat.
I'm just saying they're full of disease
and everything. And
you don't want rabies or hemorrhagic disease.
You know how you don't get that from bats? You don't go to fucking bat caves.
Well, that's true. Shouldn't be hanging out of bat caves.
Like, it's not the bats' fault that those two people end up getting covered in so much guano.
It's a lot of guano.
Like that, they ended up dying from freaking disease.
Have you ever seen a baby bat like video? Though they are cute.
No, I haven't seen a baby bat video.
They're hilarious.
I think bats in general are kind of cute.
Yeah, when they're not biting you or giving you rabies.
Yeah. But the ones that can actually see...
Wait, how are these people interacting with the bat that they might get rabies?
Well, because the bat, like, was, like, on court level. Like,
it was biting
people? People were trying to, like, bat it down and stuff like that.
Oh, they're angry.
It was, like, in the crowd. Like, yeah.
See, that part scares me because I probably wouldn't... I'd probably be like, I'm fine. I wouldn't go
to the... And then we have 28 days later.
Oh, God.
And other news, apparently ancient roundworms were apparently resurrected from a Russian permafrost.
Ew.
That they believe... Hold on, I actually forgot. I should have, like, highlighted the number. Oh, yeah. They believe that these worms are 250 million years old.
Whoa.
But when they defrosted them from the permafrost, the worms started moving.
Oh!
Still,
that's
like,
why. So they were just like, yeah, they were frozen.
They were frozen for like 250
They were Walt
years.
Disney that entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did they like do it? Was it like, are they still alive? They probably immediately died. What a way
no.
to go. You just like.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I'm sorry. It wasn't 250 million.
Was it significantly less?
Yes, but it was still a long time. It was 40,000 years.
That's so many different
That's
years.
That's a lot different. That's my bad. I should have highlighted the
That's still a long time to be frozen.
40,000 years, though. Yeah. These worms were... This is like 38,000 years before Jesus Christ.
See, this is how the 28 days later stuff gets happened, because people are like, oh, look at these sweet worms that we defrosted, and then those bite you, and then those, yeah. you get the 28.
And you don't know what's going on.
Right, and then there's no cure for that.
But it does make me wonder if this whole, like, freezing ability, like, or you can freeze people and they can live, like, longer. Like, if Walt Disney, like, there's all the rumors that Walt Disney is frozen to get, like, defrosted later.
Yeah, I think it was just his head, though. I actually did...
Was it just his head? We should do a conspiracy theory pod.
Well, I know a little bit about this due to my conspiracy theory, but I also listened to, like, a science podcast about this, and there's a whole issue...
Science or alt science?
No, it was a legitimate science. Okay. I think, you know who? It might have been Neil deGrasse Tyson. Anyway, it's mostly an issue with your skin, though, because when you get kept at those cold temperatures like that, your skin cells die. Ooh. So there's really no way to keep your skin alive during all this.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to be at just the right temperature where you're not, like, just so frozen that you're burning it.
Right.
Type, you know, like freezer burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More layman.
Well, who knows?
Layman. Look, I didn't pay that much close attention to this.
And, yeah, no.
It had to do with the skin, though, I remember.
No, okay. I get where
Any
you're
scientists
coming from.
Out there, hit us up.
I get where you're coming from.
Also, if you're just freezing your head, you're definitely not coming back.
100%. And the last bit of Animal Nat Geo news, and this is more like Discovery Channel news.
Okay.
But, So for just a mere $5,000, you can go to Las Vegas and you can hunt for Bigfoot with Jose Canseco.
That sounds like
the famed baseball player
who
everybody knows outed the whole
yeah.
steroid situation. His Bigfoot basically uncovered everything there is to do with steroids and baseball.
Whose daughter?
And everybody was just making
one,
fun of him and whatever. And then turned out everything in his book was like true. Well,
yeah.
Apparently, you know, just he ended up, like, tweeting out on his Twitter account, go on Bigfoot, an alien excursion with Jose Canseco. Contact Morgan Management gives out the number and everything. He's asking for 50% of the money up front and balance upon arrival. His message...
Of course. Of course it is.
And his message is, once we have secured our 5 lucky people, we will work on their schedules to set a date, and we're looking at early April. So if anybody is out there, and he specifically says, we are Sasquatcher conservationalists. No harm will be done to any Bigfoots out there.
Rachel and I
Which is crazy.
Rachel and I watched the worst documentary on Netflix that was forever long about this clearly fake Sasquatch hunter that was like,
right.
They like threw a log at him. I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast with Travis Barker, which was amazing, by the way. If anyone has a chance to
My favorite
to
drummer, Blink-182, shout out.
He talks about the plane crash, he was very emotional, he talked about that whole thing. He almost lost his foot, he was soaked in gasoline, and 70% of his body was burned. Anyway, he talked about how Tom DeLonge was so obsessed even back in the day with Bigfoot and
the
aliens.
The old guitarist that we've talked about on this podcast,
yeah.
Who's obsessed with aliens.
He said he used to
one of their songs on like their most famous albums called Aliens Exist.
He said regularly back in the day, like old school, like he'd like round up people to go Bigfoot hunting, just like wherever they were.
Travis
would be like, oh, I'm out now.
So Tom was doing this all the time back in the day. When we were like fans of him, he was just so fucking
If you're any kind of fan of Blink-182, it's a great pie. Or just, Travis is just a cool person in general. He's the only person that can talk about being a vegan that you don't want, that you're not pissed at. Like, he's so laid back about everything.
Well, that's awesome.
He's a great guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I frisbee in an animal story I know about?
Yeah, please.
The guy who was hiking and the cougar attacked him and choked it out.
Yeah, out in Colorado.
How ridiculous is that?
That was an insane story. If anybody didn't hear about the story, basically this guy was out jogging like through the woods and mountains in Colorado when basically a mountain lion attacked him, pounced on him from behind, and the man was able to fend for himself, kill the mountain lion,
yeah,
and survive.
choked it to death.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty visceral stuff.
It's right really there, visceral.
That is almost the Revenant-like.
I wouldn't have survived.
In lots of ways. I probably wouldn't survive. Mountain lions are pretty serious. Those things are vicious. Plus, like, how they prowl and they sneak up.
Big cats.
That's, like, how they really take surprise of their prey.
Yeah.
So, for them to be able to fight
it, that's what it was. Yeah, because he was running. And apparently it was, like, the natural prey instinct to chase down someone.
Yeah, they say, like, in this one guy that I listen to all the time on this one show, they do this animal, like, 10 minutes every week with Ron McGill, who works for the zoo in Miami or whatever. But he always says, for, like, big cats or, like, whatever, in most carnivores or whatever, if you start to run away, that just instinctually, like, makes them want to chase you and catch you.
Right.
Like, you want to stand your ground, make a lot of noise, act like a dominant thing, then they'll just be confused. They don't know what's going on. But if you just run, that's, like, instinctually, oh, they're like, oh, that's prey.
Yeah.
I need to go catch
you. Should he be loud and yell, I guess? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to.
Same for, like, bears and stuff. Don't be a bitch, dude.
I'd be messing myself. Most
likely. Oh. Well, I probably would be too, but I wouldn't admit it on a podcast.
No, I would.
Okay, so we're almost done this week. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. But before we went, or before we go, I don't know why I said went. I just had one grind my gears. Little thing I had to get off my chest.
Let's hear it.
So, over the past, like, week and a half, I don't know what's going on, but around 8:30 every morning, somebody outside, and I don't know if it's, like, there's a house being worked on across the street. I can't tell if it's from a car or something, but I am hearing DMX. Like, DMX will, just one DMX song will play. At like 8:30, it like wakes me up like every morning, at like around 8:30 or something like that. And I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know who's blasting it. It's like strong though, like audible. I can hear the whole song.
I can tell you
my window, and I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's been happening like almost religiously every morning for like the past week and a half.
That's,
I have no idea what's
sounds,
going on.
That sounds terrible.
But it's been also terrible. That's what's grinding.
Terrible music choice. Also, I do remember hearing people blasting music when I lived over there. Not specifically DMX, though. That's unfortunate.
I don't know who's doing that, or the workers or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Why that? Why DMX?
I don't know. But that will do it for us this week. Thank you to everyone who joined us for the whole podcast. We really appreciate your support. We love you so much. We can't even explain how much, but please make sure
inexplicable.
You tell your friends, family, coworkers, anybody about us. We appreciate everything that you can do, and rate, review, subscribe.
Tell us about your weird food combos.
Yeah, get at us on Twitter at Lads Thread, or on Instagram at Thread Lads. And for Kevin O'Connor, I'm Justin Dorsey, as always, and we will talk to you next week.
Thread Lads.